Greece is voting in parliamentary elections today, and it's a vote that could impact the world's economies. Joining us live is Neil Irwin, national economy correspondent for the Washington Post. Neil, good morning to you.
Morning.
Listen, do we, that is the United States, have our money on one side or the other? Does it matter to us who wins?
It's not so much exactly who wins and how many votes they get. It's what happens after that. So there is a far-left party that has done very well in polls recently in Greece. If it wins, there's a greater chance that they will try to walk away from the deal Greece has struck with international lenders, and that we could have a default there, perhaps an exit from the Eurozone, that we could have some kind of Lehman Brothers-like event like we had in 2008 that spirals to the global economy. We don't want that to happen for our sake, for everybody's sake. The problem is we just don't know exactly what sequence of events would happen to get there.
So what could happen is Greece stops using the euro and what, reverts to their drachma?
Right. And, you know, that would be very hard for Greece, but the question is what then happens in the rest of the world? So does, if one country leaves the eurozone, does suddenly it become more of a possibility and markets bet on Spain, Portugal, even Italy, a quite large country leaving the eurozone, and Europe's economy just going into a tailspin that drags us all down? That's the fear. Now, another possibility is that if Greece does repudiate its debts and leave the eurozone, that you then have a kind of wall of money that's erected by European authorities to guard the other countries there. The question is, can they kind of put in place protective barriers to defend the European economy and hence the world economy? They do it before or after something happens in Greece that leads to an exit. And that's why the eyes of the world have been on Greece and on all of Europe for a couple of years now. And so this one country with about 11 million people is playing quite a role in determining what happens to the world economy.
Well, Neil, could this action affect oil prices and eventually U.S. stocks?
Yes. What we've seen throughout the last couple of years is when Europe sneezes, the U.S. catches a cold. We've seen over and over when their financial markets become volatile, ours do. So there's a number of linkages. American companies do business over there. You have just a general sense of financial panic. That said, it's hard to predict exactly what the channels are. The U.S. stocks tend to drop when Europe looks ugly. U.S. bonds actually rise, treasury bonds. So people put money into U.S. government bonds. That's why interest rates have been falling for a lot of the last couple of years. Oil prices actually tend to come down a little bit because if the global economy is looking weaker, then that suggests less demand for oil and prices have tended to come down.
All right. Neil Irwin, national economy correspondent for The Washington Post. Thank you, Neil.
Thanks for having me.
And the election results expected from Greece tomorrow.